From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is fighting to reassert himself this week amid increasing pressure to step down. Blair has faced a torrent of bad headlines in recent days from the British newspapers. They're also reporting on renewed tension between the Prime Minister and his likely successor, Cabinet Minister Gordon Brown. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
He's only a year into his third term as Prime Minister, but the news never seems to get better for Tony Blair. Last Thursday's local election results, in which the Labour Party scored 26% against the opposition Conservatives' 40%, was only the latest blow. It follows a series of political missteps and embarrassments, including having to fire a senior minister because of mistakes over the handling of dangerous foreign prisoners, and the Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott admitting to an affair with his secretary. Tony Blair has said he will not stand for a fourth term in office, but despite facing a barrage of calls to stand aside, he won't give a date for his departure.
To state a timetable now would simply paralyse the proper working of government, put at risk the necessary changes we are making for Britain, and therefore damage the country. It wouldn't end this distraction, but take it to a new level.
According to British political folklore, it all began in a restaurant in North London in 1994. The Labour Party leader, John Smith, had just died of a heart attack, and the two leading contenders to succeed him, Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, supposedly reached a deal that Blair would become leader first, unopposed, then eventually hand over power to Gordon Brown. It's widely reported that Brown is angry with Blair for staying too long. However, Gordon Brown is too clever a politician to come out too critical of the Prime Minister.
We don't need outriders dictating the agenda. The mainstream position, what the vast majority of people in the parliamentary party want, what I want, what Tony Blair wants, what I think the vast majority of the public will want, is a stable and orderly transition.
The British media seem unable to write about anything else at the moment, and the main fear for the Labour Party is that an endless debate over the succession could end up harming the party's chances of winning a fourth consecutive term under Gordon Brown. Blair has tried to draw the sting of the criticism by reshuffling his cabinet, but not surprisingly, the new leader of the opposition Conservative Party, David Cameron, has sought to play up the Labour Party's problems.
The Prime Minister made a great mistake pre-announcing that he was going to go because his authority started to drain away from that moment. And now we have this great uncertainty. I think the sooner he goes, the better, because I can't see how his authority can recover. I mean, this is a state of civil war at the highest levels of government.
Some observers say Tony Blair should look to the history of David Cameron's Conservative Party. Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was 11 years in office, and many political commentators believe she stayed too long, prompting a leadership challenge and a less than dignified departure from No. 10 Downing Street. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.